Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Wild on a roll to start the season. They won two on the road in Southern California, beating the Ducks and the Kings, and then came home, dug a hole against the Winnipeg Jets, rally win it in overtime. Now they're 3-0. They get those Ducks back in St. Paul, and Drew Cove joins us and covers for zonecoverage.com. Drew, good to visit with you again. How you been?
Pretty good, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, and the Wild take care of business. They did that a lot a year ago in the Honda West in that realigned NHL, and that was one of the reasons their success against the California clubs led them into the postseason. And the Wild start the year against those teams and get a couple of wins. They come home, rival Winnipeg Jets. They didn't get a chance to see the Jets a season ago due to COVID-19. They were playing strictly north of the border. And the Wild dug a hole. Cam Talbot was fighting it. But they still found a way to rally and win the game in overtime. And now with the Ducks coming in tonight, a chance to start 4-0.
Yeah, it's an incredible start to the season. I know it was supposed to potentially be a rebuilding year, but not a rebuilding year, but just, I guess, kind of a year in transition, I guess, where you kind of don't really know what the team might be up to or be able to accomplish with kind of the changes on the defensive end and some key kind of areas of growth for some of the younger forwards. But, and obviously with the elephant of Zach Parise and Ryan Suter being gone, and kind of all the space that left in terms of just a locker room presence, a face of the franchise presence and stuff like that. But yeah, against they keep having success against California teams. That just wild game against the Jets, and you're right about fighting it early. I think both Talbot and Hellebuck were kind of fighting it early on, and it was not a clean first-ish period, I guess, of hockey. But they kind of tightened it up and got some goal scoring where they needed it, and newfound goal scorer Marcus Foligno kind of making a big difference in this team early on.
Yeah, and one thing we have seen, and he hasn't stolen a lot of headlines, but Kirill Kaprizov has definitely been a playmaker and has been setting up teammates, and he is getting a lot more attention. I think there's been a lot written so far, and that is not a surprise. When someone comes into the league, makes that kind of impact, and they're going to be a marked man, so to speak, night in and night out. So it'll be fascinating to see as we move forward how he makes adjustments, and certainly has had an impact. He's getting points. He's assisting on goals. But, you know, he's going to need to deal with that because he is no secret anymore.
Yeah, it looks like he's not really trying to shy away from it or kind of just avoid some of that that confrontation that some of the other teams are giving him. And obviously, yeah, like every team is going to be on him. And just like the Jets was kind of the prime example on Tuesday, just that how much of a difference it's going to be for him kind of being hounded a lot more than he potentially was last year. But it looks like he's up to the challenge. But I think that this will really, especially for we really don't know who will be between both him and Matt Zuccarello, kind of in a night-to-night basis. It was Victor Rask a little bit. It's been Joel Eriksson Ek a lot as well. But I think the guys that are on the side of him, they're going to see an upped production because of that kind of attention to detail that the other teams are really going to be focusing on Kaprizov, and I feel like that might lead to some missed coverages there on some of those other guys that might be Kaprizov's skill would just be too much to overwhelm those defenders and kind of get those pucks to those guys and elevate their points totals this year.
One of the things the Wild have been able to lean on is consistency on the blue line, Ryan Suter is moved on. Jared Spurgeon wears the C. Took one near the knee, left, came back into the game. Very good news there. But it will also be part of the narrative on how that blue line develops with some new faces playing, you know, some pretty big minutes.
Yeah, it'll need to be really. I think that that top four that the Wild have right now, with kind of Goligoski slotted into where Suter was, it those guys are really going to need to take the bulk of the minutes so far, especially when the bottom pairing, where it's kind of like a trio right now of Dmitry Kulikov, Jordy Benn, and John Merrill, where they're going to need to all, I guess, figure out their game and kind of get a little bit better and more consistent, because obviously the Wild's third pair has been pretty reliable, especially last year with Carson Soucy and Ian Cole. But those guys are really going to need to take the bulk of the minutes up top. And even so far, too, Matt Dumba and Jonas Brodin have, I think, had more minutes collectively from the three games than both Spurgeon and Goligoski have had together. So I don't know if that's going to be something that continues longer or if it's just kind of a three-game stretch and how it goes. But I think the second pair defense for the Wild, it could arguably be a number one for a lot of different teams out there, and they have to, I guess, use that to their advantage to really play all four of those guys real heavily this year.
Drew Cove joining us, Zone Coverage, MN.com. And, Drew, as we talk about the Wild and the season going forward, you can't talk too much about goaltending. Bill Guerin, brilliant move bringing in Cam Talbot. I was a skeptic, I'll admit it. And they really got a ton out of Kaapo Kähkönen, and they're going to need him as well this season. But so far, even though Cam fought it in game three, the home opener against Winnipeg the other night, a little bit, still came back, played well late, and was a part of them getting the win in overtime. But, you know, no question, you cannot win in any league at any level without solid goaltending.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you mentioned that overtime too. He had a couple point blank chances where either an odd man rush or just kind of a lot of open space for the Jets forwards to, get shots. And he was there to make the saves when it counted. And that's obviously what matters. And obviously, if you look back at it too, a little bit, you could go revisionist history on it and say, well, if he didn't give up X, Y, and Z goals from earlier on, that it wouldn't even needed to happen in the first place. But he's going to need to be solid again this year. Obviously the Wild have been able to kind of get a lot out of, average goaltending that historically throughout the league is that you bring in a guy like Devan Dubnyk, who had a good year before they got him, and then they said, okay, let's rely on this guy, let our defense kind of pump his numbers a little bit. And a guy like Cam Talbot too, he worked a lot of games for in his previous stops, and now he kind of has a much better, much stronger defensive core in front of him, especially last year. But they're going to need him to be real solid, and they're going to need Kaapo Kähkönen to kind of get back on track. Obviously, he had that stellar streak last year of games, but he kind of fell off there a little bit near the end and turned into statistically not a great backup goaltender. And the Wild are going to need him to kind of keep growing, keep developing, and eventually take some games and give Cam Talbot some rest.
Yeah, and it felt like Kaapo just kind of hit the wall, that he gave him a lot early, and then just the grind of an NHL season caught up with him. That was just my sense from afar, you know, no quotes, mm-hmm. no one-on-one conversations with him, but it just felt like that, because it is, you know, playing and playing in the NHL is different than anything else. And, you know, you hear that a lot about NBA guys as well. They come out of college, and I talked to Kevin Lynch last night about it, Valley Sports North Timberwolves analyst, that adjustment from college and playing 35, 40 games a year to the grind of the NBA, and that's true in the NHL as well. You know, just the travel and the frequency of the games, particularly a year ago. I mean, it was just ridiculous how, you know, they weren't getting any time off, and that really takes a toll on some young players.
Yeah, and for Kähkönen's sake, too, it's just a you think from a goaltending perspective, just throughout the league, it's one of the few leagues where it takes just a long, long time for those guys to really come into their own, especially just the goaltending position. A lot of guys don't really reach their prime in the NHL or even make the NHL in the first place until 26, 27, 28 years old as goaltenders. So And I think he's around 24 right now, and he's got some room to grow. And obviously, sometimes if you accelerate it can kind of phase some guys. But it looks like he's got the keys to be a really good NHL goaltender, and it's just a matter of taking that step, another step in the right direction this year.
Yeah, and do you get a sense who's going to go tonight, Talbot or Kakinen, with the back-to-back here?
I'm not sure about tonight because I know, with the Ducks tonight, it seems like maybe get Kakinen one of the games against the California team, just not to rag on the California teams, but just they've been weaker the last few years, and especially the Ducks, they look better than last year, but they're still probably going to be a weaker team again this year, but maybe get Kakinen in tonight, but I wouldn't be completely shocked if they do roll Talbot in both games somehow.
Wow. All right. Well, Drew, always good to visit with you, and hopefully you can join us again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time, Steve. I really appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Drew Cove, zonecoveragemn.com, covering hockey, and certainly a good guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.